Track 4. Farrell Bridge and Sean Connolly Barracks. The River Camlan Bridge is first referenced in 1641 and since then has been reconstructed a number of times and widened. The Camlan is a tributary of the Shannon, the longest river in Ireland, at 360 kilometres, or 224 miles, for those using the imperial measure still. The Shannon is, by the way, named after Shunna, a Celtic goddess. The former Sean Connolly Barracks stands on the site of the Long Fort, constructed by the O'Farrells in the late 13th century. Hugh Farrell, who served with the Irish Defence Forces in Longford for over 40 years, takes up the story.
Well, the barracks here, most of the famous British regiments were stationed here. This was a cavalry barracks. The men from this barracks fought at all the major battles that Britain was involved in. Many of them fought at Waterloo, many of them took part in the Crimean War, and many of them took part in the Indian Mutiny. In fact, the 8 Hussars who were stationed here in 1872 were involved in the charge of the Light Brigade, and several members were survivors of the charge. The Indian Mutiny, 4 members of the battalion had received VCs for the charge at Gwalior in 1858. Among them was Private Joseph Ward, who was buried here in St John's Churchyard just across the way. The last regiment to serve here was the 13th Hussars, and they marched out in 1922.
The barracks were handed over to the Irish Free State in February 1922 and were renamed Connolly Barracks after Sean Connolly, who fought in the War of Independence and was killed in 1921. Hugh Farrell.
The period after the Indian Mutiny was fairly quiet in Longford, and I suppose at times the barracks was closed. But then in 1922, the last British regiment, the 13th Hussars, moved out of the barracks and were replaced by a Midland Division under Captain Sean Clark, and the Irish flag was raised for the first time. But soon after the Civil War, a lot of those places were stood down and many barracks were closed. Longford Barracks would have been run by a skeleton crew for many years. One story that I remembered, there was an old building in the barracks being renovated at the gate, and during our time in 1975, when they were digging out the foundation of the building, they found a skull. So all work ceased because this skull had to be investigated. So it was wrapped up and brought up to the guards' barracks. It had to be sent to Dublin then for forensics. 2 mornings after, our commanding officer was driving in the gate. The lad on the gate wasn't a very polite individual, and the officer said to him, he said, did they find out who the skull was? And your man said, oh yes, he said they did, it was an officer. Oh my God, says the CO, how did they know? He said there was no brain in it. So you can imagine he got short shift off the gate.
It was used by the Irish Defence Forces and was the home of the 4th Cavalry Squadron from 1972 until the squadron moved to Costume Barracks on the closure of the barracks in January 2009. Part of the site was purchased by Longford County Council in 2012, and the other part is the Longford College of Further Education. Pause the player until you reach St John's Church.